Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Margaret Slepsky, and she's one of the hostesses for the Holiday Tour of Homes. Good morning to you, Margaret.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, and I know you've been very busy unpacking your boxes and getting all of these things ready for the Christmas holiday.
But I'm torn because the weather is so wonderful outside. I don't want to be inside. So I think everything's coming together eventually.
Oh, good. Oh, I know it will be by that time. You know, it's supposed to cool off just a little bit this weekend, or the we'll have cooled off this weekend, so I think we'll all be in a good mood to go out and see Christmas things. And
right.
So we're going to come to your house, and your address is?
2904 Chestnut Street.
Chestnut. Okay. Now, you must love Christmas trees because I think you're going to have a tree in every room for us to look at.
Yeah, I'm going to eliminate a couple rooms. I have trees in almost every room, yes.
Well, let's talk about some of those, because I'm sure they have themes.
Well, yes. I have, in my guest room, I have one that's sort of a avocado green tree, and it has, that's where Luther Gellert's little Toupie dolls are on that one.
That's really special, those, and they're quite old, some of them.
Yeah, well, these are the ones he made himself over the years, so he gave me a different one every year when we were decorating trees for the Festival of Trees.
Very special.
Yes. In my living room, I have a 7-foot pencil tree. Well, it's not a pencil, but it's 7 foot tall. And that's just all my lovely ornaments that I love. Some of them aren't so lovely. They're just love the ornaments. And then I also have the one with the grandchildren's pictures hung on that. And that's just a small pencil tree.
Do you have, now those of your grandchildren has to be very special, but are there any others on that tree that you say, oh, this one is really special because it reminds me of?
Well, yes. A lot of them do.
Yes.
And I'm still unpacking things, and then I don't have room on that tree. So then I get another tree started. In my sunroom, I have a tree with just birds on it, and they're all kind of fun. I did a brown tree this year because I think it's skinny enough that it might fit in the bathroom, but I'm not sure. I may have to put it in the shower. I'm not sure.
Well, that's okay. You
that's
know, you
okay.
probably have more than one bathroom where you can get clean.
Yes,
so,
right,
yeah,
right.
Okay. Now, is one of those, there's something about, I have a note, a German woodsman?
It's a kitchen tree. It's sitting on my kitchen counter, and it has a lot of the old wooden ornaments that they carved over in Germany. So there are little Santas and little soldiers and things like that, but a lot of kitchen utensils on there too, and a few little baskets.
Okay. Now, of those trees, I'm thinking your big tree and maybe some others, are there quite a few that are from around the world? Because you did a lot of traveling.
Well, a lot of ornaments came from different places,
uh-huh.
but I didn't do... I decorated when I had the travel agency. I decorated a different tree every year, and I kind of got worn out on that. I did a Chinese and then a Mexican and, you know, all
uh-huh.
different. So I'm just going back to the basics now,
sure.
I think.
Well, just enjoying it. And what about, let's see, there are people who are looking for those old silver aluminum trees. Do you have one of those?
I have a reproduction, and it has all my red hat ornaments on it.
Oh, pretty combination.
Yeah, it's silver and red, and it has a few purple, but mostly red.
Okay. Have we covered all the trees? Or you'll surprise us?
No, we still have a few, but you can be surprised with some of the others. I have my dining room table set for Christmas now, so we're not having Thanksgiving there because I had to get that done. So it's all set as if we were going to have a meal there, but
oh, wonderful.
We're not.
Wonderful, yeah. But, one of the things I like about this tour, Margaret, is that we get ideas that we can take to our own homes.
Sure.
Seeing those dining room tables just, I think, motivates me to go, oh, yeah, I really need to do something special. And you don't have to have special Christmas dishes. You can always still make it holiday-like.
And that's going to be kind of burgundy and green.
Ooh, pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty.
I hope.
Yeah. So have you used a lot of burgundy in your home?
I have more green than I have anything else.
Uh-huh.
I do. My office has pink in it, so I have a pink and white tree that goes in there, and I haven't got it upstairs yet, but it'll be there by the second.
Now, Margaret, how long have you lived in this home?
7 years, I believe.
7 years. Okay. Right. So you're really getting into knowing what kind of goes where. But I'm guessing you don't do the same thing in every room every year.
Oh, no, no.
You like a little variety.
Right, right.
Yes. Now, do you have a Coca-Cola tree?
No, that is down at the museum.
Okay, that way everybody can share when they come to the museum.
Right, right. Yeah. And we're going to be open at the first and sell soup down there for the parade. But that will probably be about our last time to be open until next spring.
Spring. So
unless for a group coming in, we could open for that. But
and that parade is on the
first,
right?
Okay. Right. And then the Festival of Trees is going on. And then there's the cookie walk with the does.
Mm-hmm.
It's just unbelievable all the things that we've put together here.
It is. And you just scratch the surface. And I guess if people don't know, they may want to go to the Atlantic Chamber site or pick up one of the brochures, because there's just so many things going on throughout, starting, you know, in November, going into December. And there are other people coming from other towns in busloads to come and see what we're going on. So we better enjoy what we have right here.
I can't believe people say there's nothing to do here.
Right. Okay, now are we going to two floors or just one floor on your house?
Just one floor.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask people to come in through the garage, because the parking is not going to be so good here. And it will be easier to take their shoes off or put their plastic sacks on. I don't know what they do. Do they take their shoes off?
Well,
or just...
some do each, I think.
Yeah.
Just the point is you don't want those shoes off the street walking on your floors,
okay.
I think. Yeah.
Well, I will have a couple, three chairs in the garage, and they can do it there and then come on in through the kitchen.
Okay. So around through the house. Yes, and I know that you will have some folks kind of stationed. If people have questions or need to know where to go, you'll have some other hosts there to help with that.
I have four or five lined up.
Very good.
And they can buy tickets at the door. They don't have to get them ahead of time, but it helps if they do.
Mm-hmm.
But there'll be somebody from the...
From Family Crisis.
Family Crisis taking money for the tickets.
Okay, and tickets are $10.
At each house, they will have somebody there to do that, so they can start anywhere. Mm-hmm.
So mentioning that, to just remind folks that the profits from this, and they're almost all profits because everything, the cookies and so on, are donated. Everything is donated, and all of your time is donated, and so we can come and visit your home. So that does go to Family Crisis Support Network Victim Services. And I just mentioned, since I have in front of me here, you can also buy tickets at Tinderbox, The Pretty Woman, and Brink Flower and Gift Company. But if you decide at the last minute, just buy one at Margaret's house.
Or anybody's house. It's on the tour.
Right. And the nice thing is you can start anywhere. There's no here, go here first.
It's going to be pretty easy. I think there's three of them on Chestnut.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the one on 14th and Locust. So it shouldn't be hard to find your way.
Right, pretty close together, which really, really helps.
Right.
Okay, we've talked about the trees, and this might be kind of the same thing, but I'm wondering if you have some collections of items not on your trees.
Yes, my collections even have collections, they say. I have my Russian dolls and little boxes and things, and they will be in the dining room for them to view. I didn't get up a lot of my snow village because I just don't have room to put everything out.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a few of those on the TV in the family room. I collect thatched roof pictures, and they're in the one bedroom where the lime green tree is.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be on the wall.
It seems to me now right away when you say thatched roofs, I think of Ireland, and when I think of Ireland, I think of green, so that seems really appropriate.
That's a green bedroom.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And what about wax angels?
Yeah, I haven't found those yet, but I think they're there. I know they're there, but I just haven't. Yes, I have some that were made in Germany years ago, and they're packed away, but I'm just not gotten to them yet.
Well, I'm sure you'll be finding them.
I'll find them.
Yes. We're visiting with Margaret Slefsky. And Margaret, you were on the tour some years ago in a different home. Why did you say you'd do this again?
I don't know. I guess it was a weak moment.
I know.
My children tell me I need to learn how to shake my head no instead of up and down.
But you're such a community-minded person. You just enjoy having your finger in things in the community. So
it was a long time ago. I think Alice Camlin was even on the board then at the Y, and they had music playing in the old house that I used to live in when they came in. That was fun.
Okay, well, we want to be sure to stop by your house. All of this is on December 2nd. And it is from 4 to 7 p.m. So you can finish seeing the Festival of Trees and then get out there on the holiday tour of homes. And Margaret Slefsky is just one of those. We've already visited with Jane Becker. We're going to visit with a few other folks also, so you get an idea of all the homes. And we want to thank you very much, Margaret Slefsky, for visiting with us.
Thank you, LaVon.
Until next time, here is the thought. I will act as if I do make a difference. That's it.
Thank you.